Blog Talk Radio.
You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer, you are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah, all-powerful. Your freedom worth fighting for. Come what may, you're worthy of glory. Come what may, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We'll bless your name. There's grace for guilt, there's grace for wrong. You are light for the path unknown. And Lord, with us too, where will we go? You're the way, hey, our hope is yours. Woo!
Oh,
we give it all to you. Lift it up, church, say
hallelujah.
You're worthy of every for worship here. Though you gave us these crowns, we'll lay them back down before you. Though you gave us these songs, we'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you. We give it all to you. Yeah, we give it all to you. We give it all to give our life, so we give our lives back to you, so we give our lives back to you, we give it all.
and we lift you high. Yahweh, Yahweh, and we lift you high. It's Yahweh, and we lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor.
You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord. Yahweh, you are.
God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. We bless the name of Jesus. Good morning. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Co-Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst. We know that we cannot do a service without you, Holy Spirit. So we adore you. We bow down before you, Spirit of the living God. We reverence you. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in our homes. You are welcome in our hearts. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Lead us, guide us into all truth. We surrender totally and completely to you, Spirit of the living God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, we ask you to continue to lead us and guide us into all truth. Let the will of our Father, be done in our lives. Help us, O Holy Spirit, to do all that God has called us to do. We surrender totally to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. What a wonder you are, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Uruma Sunday. We praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. Hallelujah. 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 We adore you. Blessed be the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for our children. Thank you, Lord, for our spouses. Thank you, Lord, for our grandchildren. Thank you, Lord, for our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, our great-grands. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of us here this morning. We say thank you. For our colleagues, our friends, we say thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Watch over us as we slept through the night. You woke us up this morning. Father God, every day is a day to praise and worship you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to praise you, to thank you. We bless your name. Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all the things that we've done that are not pleasing to you. Father, be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so we cry out to you. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, for mercy, mercy, mercy. Bring down your mercies on you every morning. Forgive us, cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. O Father God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us, O God. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. Father God, the blood of Jesus to perfect all that concerns us, the blood of Jesus for healing, the blood of Jesus for deliverance, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus, our personal spaces, our homes, in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask you, O God, to put the armor on our children, O God. We put the armor on our great-grandchildren. We put the armor on our siblings, O God, our nieces, our nephews, our spouses, ourselves. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. O Father God, send your holy angels to guide, protect us, and do your biddings in our lives. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to guide and protect our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, spouses, oh God. Let your holy angels protect us, guide and protect us, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Guide and protect our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us this morning and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, we cancel every work of darkness through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we cancel, oh God. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in our lives. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall prevail in the lives of our spouses. Only the counsel of the Almighty God shall prevail in the lives of our children and our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy against our lives, against your plan and purpose, Almighty God, for our lives, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Father, your word says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Father, we hunger and we thirst after your righteousness, O God. We want to live and do what is right in your sight, O God. So, Father God, we pray that you will hear our prayers and answer our prayers, O God, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Father God, we dwell in your secret place, and we abide under the shadow of you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, when God is, your word says, when God is for you, who can be against you, Lord? Hallelujah, no one. You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You are our Father. Your Spirit dwells in us. We are your sons and we are your daughters. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the daughters of the King, all glorious within, according to Psalm 45, verse 13. Huria Master of Zion shall shine, O God. Yekuria Master Teriakoye Master. So, Father God, we thank you, O God. We ask you to be glorified in every area of our lives. Be glorified, O God, in this service. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you for each and every one under the sound of my voice this morning, O God. Father God, you know what each and every one is going through, O God. Father God, we know that nothing is difficult if we believe and trust in you. Yes, Lord, we believe. We trust in you, O God. You will make the crooked places straight. You will make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you and we bless you. Thank you for this set time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in advance for this week, oh God. We thank you for an overflow. We thank you for increase, oh God. We thank you for enlarging our territory, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for crushing every work of darkness against us, against our children, against our lives, against our destiny. We thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your greater grace. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. So, Lord, we give you glory. Hallelujah and honor. Hallelujah. We need you every second. We need you every hour. We need you, O God. We cannot make it without you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory and honor. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us this morning. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Welcome in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to John chapter 4. A familiar scripture, hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, I surrender completely and totally to you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in us. Father, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Father, I surrender, I decrease. Jesus, you take over. Use me as a vessel to bring forth your word and the power and anointing of your Spirit, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, so Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well about 6 hours. Hallelujah. And there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, give me the drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that says to thee, give me the drink, thou would ask for him, and he would give thee living water. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. To verse 10. And we're going to look at, if thou knewest the gift of God, if thou knewest the gift of God, hallelujah, do you know him? Do you know him? Hallelujah. Many times we've been in that church for so many years, but do we know him? Do we know him, or is it just a form of godliness denying the power within? That the scribes and the Pharisees, do they know who he is? If they knew who he was, they would not have crucified him. Oh, yes, the Jews did that. Those different sectors of Jews. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, that's why it's good for us to ask God for the gift of discernment so that we can know. The Bible said Jesus said, when you seek God, you will find God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. to know him. You got to know him. What are the characteristics of Jesus Christ? How do you know him? How do you differentiate him from the enemy? Because Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive. He comes to steal and to kill and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have life abundantly. If thou knewest the gift of God, do you know the gift of God? Do you know the voice of God? Can you recognize who he is? Hallelujah. And how do you know him? Sometimes you know him by doors, because he says, be careful, you may entertain angels. Jesus said, I knock and you open the door. You fed me when I was hungry. Hallelujah. And he said, no, Lord, I didn't do it. He said, inasmuch as you did it for one of these, you did it for me. So how do you recognize, do you know him? Hallelujah. By their fruits, you shall know them. What are the fruits? Nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And so this is why we got to know who he is for our own self. What do you see? Do you see that love? Hallelujah. Patience. Do you see that peace? Hallelujah. You go through the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Can you see that in an individual life? Hallelujah. Kindness. Love. Hallelujah. Let's go to the fruits. Because if you do not know the fruits of the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to recognize him. And what I'm saying to you, not every fruit he got is not some. And every fruit is its fullness. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. How can you recognize that the Spirit of Christ in someone else? How can you know the authenticity that that person walks by the Spirit of Christ and do not walk by their own spirit, for Christ in us, the hope of glory? If thou knewest the gift of God, hallelujah. If anyone has, in Romans 8, 9, the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah. That Spirit of Christ in us, hallelujah. We walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, love, loving unconditionally, love. Love is a sacrifice. Where many times we say we love, we love, we love. And I'm not talking about the arrows. I'm talking not arrows, love. I'm talking about agape love. The first thing God said, love God with all our hearts and our souls and our minds, the first commandment, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Do we love? Do we have that fruit of love? How can you go to joy if you don't have love? There's no way you can go to joy without agape love. That joy that you will have if you move from love, if you move from the love, carnal love, it will be a fake joy because the world can take that joy away from you. Hallelujah. So you got to have love, unconditional love, willing to sacrifice sin. Let's look at Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 13, hallelujah, love. And you read from the whatever Bible you have. I'm reading from the NIV of men and angels. But do not have love. I am only a resounding gong or a clanking cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can stand them all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess for and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. So that means I can speak in tongues and all day and say I'm praying in the tongues, but I speak in tongues, but I mean. I speak in tongues, but I'm hateful. That means I do not have the love, the agape love of Christ. And you know it if you in the body of Christ, you can recognize when people speaking in tongues, and they're speaking in tongues, and you know that they do not have love. You know how you know? Because it gets irritating to you. It sounds like a clanking cymbal. It does. And it begins to irritate your ears. It's not supposed to do that. If you have the gift, if I have the gift, and so that means, and many of us, we run because we want to hear what the prophet is saying, the next word, what it'll be a prayer line. If you want to know the biggest prayer lines in the world are prayer lines that you have the prophets prophesying all the time, which I'm not knocking prophets because myself and my prophet, but you do not just be 24/7 prophesying. Do you recognize whether it is the Lord speaking or whether who is it that speaks? Because the enemy knows how to can prophesy, but cannot prophesy the future, but can prophesy your past. So many times if you check it out, oh, the prophet said this, the prophet said that, but you never even see it into fruition. You do not even understand what the prophet is saying. The prophet himself do not understand what he's saying. And so we run towards it, but then you don't see that love in that prophet. Prophet love you not all day. The prophet said, give me money for this, give me money for that. All just take it from you. All knows. Take your last, your rent money and give it to me. Take your light bill money and give it to me. That's not a prophet that loves. The prophet is selfish. The prophet do not carry the spirit of Christ. You do not see the fruit of the spirit in that prophet. That means sometimes I go on Facebook and then you see some of the pastors and the prophets and the great men of God that go deep in mysteries and it go deep in knowledge and you read this stuff. It's deep. Yes, it's deep. So what? But no love. The next thing you see them and throwing slurs at people and say negative things, and they mean. Some of them are mean, not all of them, but some of them I've dealt with, some that's very mean. Meaner than a snake. Just because you know mysteries and you have this knowledge, that means that you are a gift of God. No, you're not. You're not. You cannot have the love, agape love, even if you have knowledge and mystery and be so mean and evil and don't know how to talk to people. Mm-mm. If you have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, you're nothing. You can have faith that will move mountains but do not have love, you're wasting your time. If you take all your money right now and just give it there, otherwise all the rich people will be in heaven and the poor people will be in hell, because if the rich could buy their way to heaven, they will. You gave, if I gave all I possess, now by example the poor, so even if you take empty your bank account and you give it, but you do not have love, you gain nothing. Do you know the gift? Love is patient. That's one of the fruits. Love is kind. It does not boast. It does not envy, not jealous. It does not boast, arrogant, proud. That's not love. It does not dishonor others. What I mean by dishonor others, saying negative, evil things about one another, dishonoring others. Let go and let go. It is not self-seeking, selfish. It is not easily angered. It's not quick-tempered. It keeps no records of wrong. You know, we have a habit of this. I remember what this, the wrong, this person, this. Love does not keep no records. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never spills. Well, but where there are prophecies, they will see. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. But we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. Child, I talk as a child. I talk like a child. I reason like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. But now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. We shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then shall I know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. Greatest of these is love. Jesus said, "Is the newest." The gift of God. And who is it that saith to thee, give me to drink? You know the gift of God. By their fruits, you shall know if they are the disciples of Christ. Hallelujah. Pray that every one of us have a sharpening spirit of discernment. And we know the voice of God and do follow after the voice of strangers. Gift of God. Jesus is the indescribable gift. God is love. If we do not love our neighbors that we see, how can we love God that we have not seen? Love is a sacrifice. So the first thing you look for, do you see that love of God in that person? That love of God, do you see? Or do you see? Because they have fake love and real love. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. I pray, Lord, that you impart in us your spirit of discernment, that we can see the gift of God in others, that recognize the gift of God. Jesus, this is what you're asking us this morning. If God knew the gift of God, and who is it that saith, give me to drink? Jesus is saying, give me to drink. Do you know? Do I know? So, Lord, pray that we hunger and thirst after your righteousness, that we seek you with all our hearts, souls, and mind, and get to know you and recognize you. That the fruits of the Holy Spirit be exemplified in our lives. That when people see us, they will see Christ in us, the hope of glory. Father, forgive us for things that we've done that people cannot see Christ in us. Help us, Holy Spirit, in our walk. In the name of Jesus, we surrender all our shortcomings, our fears, everything to you, Lord. Help us, O God, in our walk with you. So we bless you and we thank you. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive us and to love as you loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless each and every one of you this morning. Have a wonderful and blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.